नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय So today we're reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam. This is the first canto, chapter 9, the passing away of Bhishma Dev in the presence of Lord Krishna. We're in text number 8.
Anye
cha
munayo brahman.
Anye cha munayo brahman.
Pamaratadayo. Mla Pamara Tadayo Mlala Sishar Upeta Ajagmu Sishar Upeta Ajagmu Kashyapan Girasadaya Kashyapan Girasadaya
Kashyapan Girasadaya
Anyecha Munayo Brahman
Anyecha Munayo Brahman
Brahmaratadayo Malai Sisharupeta Ajagmu
Sisharupeta Ajagmu
Kashyapan Girasadaya Anye cha munayo brahman Brahmaratadayo mala Sishar upeta ajagmu Kashyapangirasadaya Anye cha munayo brahman Pamaratadayo mala Sisharupeta ajagmu Kashyapangirasadaya
Vaishnavis.
Anyanyacha munayo brahman. Shamanayo Brahman. Anye, many others. Cha, also. Munaya, sages. Brahman, O Brahmanas. Brahmarata, Sukadeva Goswami. Adaya, and such others. Amala, completely purified. Sisha, by the disciples. Upeta, accompanied. Ajagmu, arrived. Kashyapa, Kashyapa. Angirasa, Angiras. Adaya, others. Translation. And many others like Sukadeva Goswami and other purified souls, Kashyapa and Angirasa, and others, all accompanied by their respective disciples, arrived there. Please repeat. And many others like Sukadeva Goswami and other purified souls, Kashyapa and Angirasa, and others, all accompanied by their respective disciples, arrived there. Purport. Sukadeva Goswami, Brahmarata, the famous son and disciple of Sri Vyasadeva, who taught him first the Mahabharata and then Srimad Bhagavatam. Sukadeva Goswami recited 1,500,000 verses of the Mahabharata in the councils of the Gandharvas, Yakshas, and Rakshasas. And he recited Srimad Bhagavatam for the first time in the presence of Maharaj Parikshit. It's interesting, in the previous purport, it's described how this, I think his name was Asita, he described the Mahabharata, Asita. He explained to his father 1,500,000 verses of the Mahabharata. So, I was wondering, maybe there's some different ones. So anyway, that's just something I noticed. He thoroughly studied all the Vedic literatures from his great father. Thus, he was completely purified soul by dint of his extensive knowledge in the principles of religion. From Mahabharata, Sabha Parva 4:11, it is understood that he was also present in the royal assembly of Maharaj Yudhisthira and at the fasting of Maharaj Parikshit. As a bona fide disciple of Sri Vyasadeva, he inquired from his father very extensively about religious principles and spiritual values. And his great father also satisfied him by teaching him the yoga system by which one can attain the spiritual kingdom, the difference between fruitive work and empiric knowledge, the ways and means of attaining spiritual realization, the four ashrams, namely the student life, the householder life, the retired life, and the renounced life. The sublime position of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the process of seeing him face to face, the bona fide candidate for receiving knowledge, the consideration of the five elements, the unique position of intelligence, the consciousness of the material nature and the living entity, the symptoms of the self-realized soul, the working principles of the material body, the symptoms of the influential modes of nature, the tree of perpetual desire, and psychic activities. Wow. What a vast amount of knowledge. Sometimes he went to the sun planet with the permission of his father and Naradaji. Descriptions of his travel in space are given in the Shanti Parva of the Mahabharata, 332. As at last he attained the transcendental realm, he is known by different names like Aranya, Arunisutta, Vyasaki, and Vyasatmaja. So now Kashyapa. Kashyapa was one of the Prajapatis, the son of Marichi, and one of the sons-in-law of Prajapati Daksha. He is the father of the gigantic bird Garuda, who was given elephants and tortoises as edibles. He married 13 daughters of Prajapati Daksha, and their names are Aditi, Diti, Danu, Kasta, Arista, Srasa, La, Muni, Krodavasa, Tamra, Sarabi, Sarama, and Timi. He begot many children, both demigods and demons, by those wives. From his first wife, Aditi, all the 12 Adityas were born. One of them is Vamana, the incarnation of Godhead. This great sage, Kashyapa, was also present at the time of Arjuna's birth. He received a presentation of the whole world from Parshuram, and later on he asked Parshuram to go out of the world. His other name is Aristanemi. He lives on the northern side of the universe. So now Angirasa. He is the son of Maharaj Angira and is known as Brihaspati, the priest of the demigods. It is said that Dronacharya was his partial incarnation. Sukracharya was the spiritual master of the demons, and Brihaspati challenged him. His son is Kacha, and he delivered the fire weapon first to Bharadvaj Muni. He begot 6 sons, like the fire god, by his wife Chandramasi, one of the reputed stars. He could travel in space, and therefore he could present himself even in the planets of Brahmaloka and Indraloka. He advised the king of heaven, Indra, about conquering the demons. Once he cursed Indra, who thus had to become a hog on the earth and was unwilling to return to heaven. Such is the power of the attraction of the illusory energy. Even a hog does not wish to part with its earthly possessions in exchange for a heavenly kingdom. He was the religious preceptor of the natives of different planets. Wow. Om Ajnana Tamarandasya Gyananjana Salakaya Chakshus Unmalitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Upagadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasari Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Vanchakopa Tubhyascha Kripasindubhyavacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Anyecha Munayo Brahman Brahmartara Daryo Mala Sisha Yoropeta Ajagmu Kashyapan Girasha Dayaha. And many others like Sukadeva Goswami and other purified souls, Kashyapa and Angirasa and others, all accompanied by their respective disciples here. So I was thinking a good title for today's class would be The Elite. This is about the elite. So we're just continuing the list from the previous verse about all these great souls. So this is the Srimad Bhagavatam. And we can see in the Srimad Bhagavatam, we're learning everything. We're actually learning the Mahabharata from the eyes of the Srimad Bhagavatam. So actually, it's the essence of all spiritual literatures. And Srila Prabhupada is presenting that to us. He's presenting the Mahabharata to us through the eyes of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Because if you read just the Mahabharata by itself, you can get confused. A lot of karmakanda, a lot of fruitive activities. Even like Bhishmadev, it's described in the Mahabharata that he was waiting for a particular astrological time to leave his body. But actually, according to the Bhagavatam, he was just waiting for Krishna. He wanted to wait to Krishna and see him before he passes away. And also to see the Pandavas just be so happy because he loved them so much, to see them as rulers of the earth, the most pious. So sometimes when you say the elite, you say the power elites, I'm sure there's a lot of images come to your mind, like today. And actually the dictionary says a select group that is superior to the rest in qualities or abilities. And we just see how elite Bhishmadev is. I mean, we could give a class on each one of these individuals that we're mentioning here. Or you could write a book on each one of these individuals. But I'm just going to focus the chapters about Bhishmadev, so we'll talk about Bhishmadev and his qualities. So he's glorified amongst all these elite people of the entire universe. So just show how extraordinary Bhishmadev is. Who cares if you're glorified against ordinary people? But just see someone glorified against the elitist of the entire universe. They actually appeared personally before Bhishmadev to see him leave his body. So this is very wondrous. So, like I was mentioning, there's so many different ways we could see the elite. Like there's many books written about them, this power elite, made of few individuals that take political, economic, you know, and military posts in the world. And just these few people, they control different aspects of the government and the world. And in fact, they actually are sometimes the causes of war, economic decline. And sometimes they'll even do some things like pollute our environment and cause havoc on the earth just for selfish means. And these so-called elite people actually, it's not like open for everybody. They just keep it within themselves. They're so prejudiced. You know, like they say in one book that it was just limited to the white male Protestant, they claim. But see, we're finding out who the real elite is. And like Bhishmadev says, Bhishma's, you know, a Mahajan. He's a human being. But yet he's considered to be even more exalted than Vyasadeva and some of the great demigods like Lord Brahma. Because this eliteness is not just limited to a few people like today's prejudice. But anybody can actually attain the position of Lord Bhishma. In fact, it's described that, Prabhupada describes in this chapter, that we should all die like Bhishmadev. This is the purpose of the human form of life, is to die like Bhishmadev. If you just die in an ordinary way, then what's the difference between that and dying like an animal? That's what Prabhupada said. So this elite group is here being represented, and they're such great personalities. And Srila Prabhupada, we see he's presenting all these great personalities, but yet he himself, Srila Prabhupada, was also a great elite personality. And there's many classes given by devotees, you know, books written by devotees, you know, especially bringing how Srila Prabhupada's passing away reminds them of Lord Bhishmadev on the bed of arrows, you know, leaving his body like a great demigod. You see, and we found, you read many books like Many Moons by Giriraj Swami and other books of even devotees, common devotees, leaving their bodies very exaltedly, chanting the holy names around elite surrounding them. Who are the elite? The devotees of Krishna. They're elite. So amongst here in this assembly, you are the elite. And it's open for everybody. Anybody can come and attain the position of Lord Bhishma Dev. So this is what the elite, and then we can analyze Lord Bhishma Dev's life. It was so nicely described. And we see the difference between the elite group of today and what is the real elite group. That it's not just limited to a particular class. It doesn't matter if you're a king or a pauper. You can actually attain the position of the elite. So it's open to everyone. So unfortunately, the elite even, they do not understand the basic thing of spiritual life, is that you're not your body. In fact, they try to avoid it. That, you know, that they just want to do everything and exploit the resources and exploit people just for their own body's satisfaction. So they deny the existence of the soul even. So Srila Prabhupada, when he came to America, he left India, he left Vrindavan, the most holy place. And he came to spread Krishna consciousness. He made the chanting of Hare Krishna like a common household word. He reached so many people all throughout the world. And I was reading so many nice Vyasa Puja offerings about Srila Prabhupada and what he did, and how they said Lord Chaitanya came, he preached to the elite, but yet he was concerned about the common people also. So he sent Lord Nityananda to Bengal to preach also. And then they glorified Srila Prabhupada that they didn't actually capture everyone, but they left that for Srila Prabhupada to come and preach to all the people of the West and give them the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So just see how much Srila Prabhupada is glorified. And in fact, when he came, I mean, he preached among the elite. He expected to preach, you know, even in the Bhagavatam, he writes something about how this is meant to create a revolution in the impious lives of people. And if just the elite, the leaders of society would take this up, then the whole world would change. But when Srila Prabhupada came to America, what did he find? Just these hippies, neglected, lost youth of society, almost like rejects. But he liked them because they had some renunciation. They weren't attached to these material facilities. But then he turned them, one devotee recalls in his memories that Prabhupada, when they were in San Francisco, he walked among all the hippies, you know, and he went on stage. And the first thing Prabhupada said, "I have come to make the hippies into happies." So he did that. So this, but not only, but he did actually preach amongst the elite also. Srila Prabhupada is so expert. And this is Bhishma Dev. We'll see all these great personalities from all different philosophies from all over the universe. And Bhishma Dev was able to preach to them very nicely and understand in sweet words in so many different ways. And the same thing Srila Prabhupada did when he came to America. He preached among the elite, the most low-born hippies, so many different people. You know, the religionists, he came, governments, churches, all these people actually praised him. And they wrote and written books about it. And then what happened is Srila Prabhupada returned to India, and it was so nice that he left India with only 5 rupees or whatever, $5 worth of Indian currency. But then when he returned, he came back just in 5 years. He brought 30 of his Western disciples. He brought 100,000 books. And he brought this so much amazing success story of Western spiritualism. So India themselves have given up their own culture practically. And Srila Prabhupada had to leave and bring it back and reintroduce it. Because what great people do, common men follow. So everybody thought the elite, the Americans, were great. So Srila Prabhupada came and actually showed the elite, so-called elite, what is really elite. And then he came back to India and also brought back the culture. It was so nice. So this shows that even the religionists, the priests, the government people, all of them, the elite of America, they took up Krishna consciousness and they really glorified Srila Prabhupada. So Prabhupada once commented, he said that the devotees actually monopolized devotional service. They've cornered the market on love, on devotion. But he said it's actually open. It's actually, this market is open to everybody. And as soon as we understand it, then we can approach Krishna. And Krishna will invite all the jivas into his elite group. So that's our goal, is we want to enter Krishna's elite group. And it's open to everybody. And this is what Srila Prabhupada did. He came and opened the market like that. And Krishna, he wants everybody to join his elite group. And all we have to do is take up devotional service, take up this love. And this is a great art that we'll see that Bhishma Dev, one of his greatest accomplishments was his instructions in this chapter. But it's very touched upon and summarized by Srila Prabhupada, and he had the genius to do that. Just like when Srila Prabhupada came to America, he practically summarized his whole philosophy into just some sutras, practically. Like, what is it? Books are the basis. Purity is the force. Utility is the principle. And preaching is the essence. See, this is what Prabhupada did. So, in the same way, Bhishma Dev, he came. And right at the passing of his life from this planet, he recorded these instructions on how managers and rulers should rule. This is so important. And actually, Krishna Dharma commented that I think his book is about 1,000 pages. He said if it included all of Bhishma's teachings, I think they call it the Shanti Parva or something. Bhishma Parva, yeah. So his book would have been 3 times bigger. So that would have been an extra 2,000 pages just on Bhishma's teachings. So we see at the same time, Srila Prabhupada, when he was passing away, he was translating Srimad Bhagavatam. And he was like on a bed of arrows. His nerves were exposed, and it's described that your whole body is like on fire. And Bhishma Dev, they approached him for instruction. And, you shouldn't approach somebody that's dying with arrows in their body. It said that a kid couldn't even put his finger between the arrows, that it was, it was so painful. But yet Krishna wanted to glorify him, because a devotee is always clear-headed no matter what position he's in, and is always ready to preach. And this was Bhishma Dev. And Srila Prabhupada also. To the last breath. Prabhupada said, I want to fight to the last breath. So this is the preaching. So just like Bhishma Dev he was such a great hero. He used so many different weapons and so expert for killing the enemies. So Srila Prabhupada he was like a great hero also. And he used the arrows of his words. Like we were talking about yesterday, the Shastra and the Shastra, the weapons. Shastra, also another meaning is weapon. So in Kali Yuga, this is the weapon, is the words, transcendental words of the spiritual master, of the Vedas, of Krishna. Spreading the mission of Krishna, the desires of Krishna. This is the weapons that we use. So Prabhupada said, I want to fight to my last breath. And even when they were having the brainwashing case, they say chant and be happy, but Prabhupada was saying chant and fight during that time. Just chant Hare Krishna, think of Krishna, and fight. Just like Dhruva Maharaj was in the middle of a battle. He was being overcome by the illusions of the demons. And what was his weapon? He just remembered Krishna. That's what Prabhupada said. Remember Krishna and fight. So that fight is our internal fight also. We have to fight the demons within us. We have to preach to ourselves. We have to constantly read, always be absorbed in Krishna consciousness, chant the holy names. And just like Bhishma, You can see Krishna internally or you can see him before you. And Srimad Bhagavatam has appeared. It's non-different than Krishna. Bhagavad Gita has appeared. It's non-different than Krishna. And if we just focus on these things, internally or externally, we see Krishna in the form of the deity, in the form of these books, then we could attain this ultimate destination at the end of our lives and join the elite group of Krishna, just like Bhishma Dev did. So it's 8:12. I had so much more I could say, but time is running out. Maybe we could just open it up for discussion and it'll remind me of more things that we could talk about. Yes, we got a hand over here, Rabindranath.
Prabhu.
Yeah, you mentioned that about purity is the force, utility is the principle, books are the basis, like that. Do you know where that comes from exactly? Because I can never find in the Veda base. I just wonder where it actually comes from.
Yes, it was from a letter that Srila Prabhupada wrote to the temples, and Shamasundar penned it. He wrote it and sent it to all the temples.
So it was written by a letter.
It's a letter written by Shamasundar from Prabhupada.
Really?
Told him to write that down.
He could find it because I can never find it in the Veda base, and all Prabhupada's letters are there. I just was.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think in the memories you'll find it. The Lord is talking about it. So that was very nice. So Srila Prabhupada, we could go on and on and talk about how Srila Prabhupada was, similar in many devotees even today. Common devotees, we see devotees' mothers passing away, devotees passing away, and the way they did it was very glorious. And this is the purpose of human life. And this is the greatest achievement. This is what Bhishma Dev, he was a great achiever. And what was the greatest achievement? At the last point of his life, he saw Krishna before him, and he was assembled by all the elite Vaishnavas, devotees in the universe. So in the same way, Srila Prabhupada, he also left Vrindavan, but yet Krishna made an arrangement so that he would go back to Vrindavan. And just like Bhishma Dev, he left at an auspicious time. It was Krishna's arrangement, and Krishna happened to be there too. So Krishna made an arrangement for Srila Prabhupada to leave his body in Vrindavan at the most auspicious time, during the month of Kartik. So you can see, this is the ultimate achievement. And this is our goal. So any other comments, questions, or realizations? Okay, thank you very much for your kind attention. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, all glories to Srimad Bhagavatam. Adi Bol.